It's time for the truth. Will you join me in the study of the precious Word of God that we may come to know and come to grow in the Lord Jesus? We're in the book of Genesis, Genesis chapter 41. As we've enjoyed the study through the book of Genesis, we're to Genesis chapter 41. We're going to begin reading with verse 25. Verse 25, Genesis chapter 41, verse 25. While you're looking that up, I'd like to share with you that this program is brought to you by the folks at Parkview Bible Church. We're located over in Hamilton, Illinois, at 18th and Church Street. We're just one block north of the Dairy Queen, and I'm the pastor, Larry Mulch. If you would like to write to us, you can find the address is Parkview Bible Church, Post Office Box 43, Hamilton, Illinois, 62341. Hope that was enough time for you to open your Bibles. Find the book of Genesis, turn to chapter 41 and the 25th verse, and now we begin to read. Verse 25, Genesis chapter 41. And Joseph said unto Pharaoh, "The dream of Pharaoh is one. God has showed Pharaoh what he is about to do. The seven good kine are 7 years, and the seven good ears are 7 years. The dream is one. And the seven thin and ill-favored kine that came up after them are 7 years. And the seven empty ears blasted with the east wind shall be 7 years of famine. This is the thing which I have spoken unto Pharaoh. What God is about to do, he showed unto Pharaoh. Behold, there come 7 years of great plenty throughout all the land of Egypt. And there shall arise after them 7 years of famine, and all the plenty shall be forgotten in the land of Egypt. And the famine shall consume the land, and the plenty shall not be known in the land by reason of that famine following, for it shall be very grievous. And for the dream was doubled unto Pharaoh twice. It is because the thing is established by God, and God will shortly bring it to pass. Now therefore let Pharaoh look out a man discreet and wise, and set him over the land of Egypt. Let Pharaoh do this. Let him appoint officers over the land, and take up the fifth part of the land of Egypt in the seven plenteous years. And let them gather all the food of those good years that come, and lay up corn under the hand of Pharaoh, and let them keep food in the cities. And the food shall be for store to the land against the 7 years of famine, which shall be in the land of Egypt, that the land perish not through the famine. And the thing was good in the eyes of Pharaoh, and in the eyes of all his servants. And Pharaoh said unto his servants, "Can we find such a one as this is, a man in whom the Spirit of God is?" And Pharaoh said unto Joseph, "Forasmuch as God hath showed thee all this, there is none so discreet and wise as thou art. Thou shalt be over my house, and according to thy word shall all my people be ruled. Only in the throne will I be greater than thou." Pharaoh said unto Joseph, "See, I have set thee over all the land of Egypt." And Pharaoh took off his ring from his hand, and put it upon Joseph's hand, and arrayed him in vestures of fine linen, and put a gold chain about his neck. And he made him to ride in the second chariot which he had. And they cried before him, "Bow the knee." And he made him ruler over all the land of Egypt. And Pharaoh said unto Joseph, "I am Pharaoh, and without thee shall no man lift up his hand or foot in all the land of Egypt." And Pharaoh called Joseph's names Japheth-Paaneah, and he gave him to wife Aseneth, the daughter of Potipharah, priest of On. And Joseph went out over all the land of Egypt. And Joseph was 30 years old when he stood before Pharaoh, king of Egypt. And Joseph went out from the presence of Pharaoh, and went throughout all the land of Egypt. And in the seven plenteous years of the earth, brought forth by handfuls. And he gathered up all he gathered up all the food of the 7 years which were in the land of Egypt, and laid up the food of the cities, the food of the field, which was round about every city, laid he up in the same. And Joseph gathered corn as the sand of the sea, very much, until he left numbering, for it was without number. And unto Joseph were born 2 sons before the years of famine came, which Asenath, the daughter of Potipharah, priest of On, bare unto him. And Joseph called the name of his firstborn Manasseh. For God, said he, hath made me forget all my toil and all my father's house. And the name of the second called he Ephraim, for God hath caused me to be fruitful in the land of my affliction. And the 7 years of plenteous that was in the land of Egypt were ended, and the 7 years of drought began to come, according as Joseph had said. And the drought was in all the lands, but in all the land of Egypt there was bread. And when all the land of Egypt was famished, the people cried to Pharaoh for bread. And Pharaoh said unto all the Egyptians, Go unto Joseph, what he saith to you, do. And the famine was over all the face of the earth, and Joseph opened all the storehouses, and sold unto the Egyptians. And the famine waxed sore in the land of Egypt. And all the countries came into Egypt to Joseph, for to buy corn, because that the famine was so sore in all the lands. Now let's begin with prayer after we've read to the end of this chapter. Father, we thank you today that we have your word. It's such a joy and it's such a strength. And we just ask, Father, that you will grow us, will strengthen us, will bring a peace and a joy to our hearts each and every day. No matter, Father, what's going on in our lives, we know that you are true and you are sure. And please, Lord, that you will strengthen us and show us your will and show us your way, that we may prayerfully and carefully follow that. Please, Lord, that you will guide and lead us through your word today. It is your truth. We need to speak it ever so clearly, and as your word always speaks clearly of the Lord Jesus Christ, today is no different. And so please have us see your Son, the Lord Jesus. Have us see the gospel, the death, burial, and resurrection of your Son. Have us see the need that each one of us have to come by faith to you and be saved. Please, Lord, that it just be upon our hearts today that we have a personal relationship with you, and please do not let us miss that. Do not let us miss that today. Now, please, Father, guide and lead us now through your truth, and I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. You know, we've seen a lot with Joseph here, haven't we? And we talked about some time ago that as we come through to the end of the book of Genesis, that Joseph is very prevalent through all of this, and we find it to be true. We found that he was sold by beaten by his brothers, sold by his brothers, sold down into Egypt to slavery to a military commander, and he was in that household for a period of time, and then found that he had full rule over everything, and it spoke so clearly that God blessed him. God was in his favor. God began to show so clearly that God was pleased with Joseph, and that Joseph was God's man. It just continued that he just, when he was in the commander's home, how everything was blessed. Well, if you remember right, that the commander's wife decided she wanted Joseph. Joseph had nothing to do with her, got Joseph thrown into prison. Well, through this time then of being thrown into prison, then he got connected with a couple of fellows, and those couple of fellows was baker was one of them. And as we look through these verses of scripture in the past couple of chapters here, the butler was one and the baker was the other. And so all of a sudden Joseph was put in a position, even in the jail, to be in command. Look how God continually is in control. And we need to be reminded of that each and every day. If you know Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, if you've come by faith to Him, and you know, so many times we hear the words that people say, well, yes, I know the Lord Jesus, but do you know Him in your heart? And when I say that, I mean that there is a day that you will ask Jesus Christ to come into your heart. Now, that time period, you may not remember being July the 15th, the 16th, the 17th. You may not remember the exact date, but the place you will. You'll remember the very place where you were saved. I can take you right now to the day when I knelt down halfway between the house and the Pharaoh house down on the farm, and I asked Jesus Christ to come into my heart. And that was almost 30 years ago now. 30 years has passed since I did that, and I have forgotten many, many things. But I have never forgotten the day I met Jesus Christ as my Savior. Now, most people, they'll connect it with their baptism or with their confirmation, and they'll say, yes, I know the Lord Jesus. But you ask them, when did they meet Jesus Christ? And they cannot tell you. When they can't tell you, they are not saved. They're not born again. And it breaks my heart today to know so many people that believe. They're very religious. And they're good people as far as good is concerned, but in God's eyes they're still wicked because they have never come by faith, truly by faith, to their Son, to His Son, the Lord Jesus. Please that you do that today. Joseph was a child of God. Joseph continued to bless God. And when you are a child of God, when you know Jesus Christ and you walk after the Lord Jesus, because that's what Joseph did, God will begin to guide and lead you, and He will take you through some very dark times. There'll be some very deep ravines that you'll go down through. You're not going to be up on that hilltop all the time. But I guarantee you that He will give you the strength to go through each and every situation, each and every circumstance, and He will guide and lead you. And we have a perfect example of this man named Joseph right here, of God's providing, God's leading, because Joseph is seeking after God's will. Joseph, again, now is in prison, but he is the head of the prison. And he the prison, the people that have the prison, they give all authority to Joseph. He's a prisoner, and yet he has all authority. He takes care of everybody. Well, God again brought to him this baker, and as we look, the chief baker and the chief butler, and they come into this place, this prison, because of a false charge that they had. Well, they had a dream, and one was that he was going to get out in 3 days. The other one was he was going to die in 3 days. Well, both dreams came true. And as the chief baker, as we look at the chief baker, let's see what happened to him. But he hanged the chief baker as Joseph had interpreted them. Well, what happened to the chief butler? Yet did not the chief butler remember Joseph, for he forgot him. That's the end of the last chapter, chapter 40. The butler is the one that was rewarded, and the butler is the one that got to go back to work for Pharaoh. Well, Joseph just asked him, you remember me? Well, he forgot him. And so you think, well, where's our God that's going to remember? There's a purpose here. Joseph remained in the prison. Well, all of a sudden, Pharaoh, not just the commander of one of Pharaoh's armies, but Pharaoh himself now has a dream. And as we receive that dream, we find it in the beginning here of chapter 41. And so look at all the steps that's happened to Joseph here. And Joseph was a very young man when he left home. And we know that Jacob grieves for his son because he thinks Joseph's dead. And so here we come. And we find now in the chapter 41, at the very beginning, it came to pass at the end of 2 full years that Pharaoh dreamed. And so 2 years has passed. Behold, he stood by the river, and behold, there came up out of the river 7 well-favored kine and fat-fleshed, and they fed in a meadow. And behold, 7 other kine came up after them out of the river, ill-favored and lean-fleshed, and stood by the other kine upon the brink of the river. And the ill-favored of the lean-fleshed kine did eat up the 7 well-favored fat kine, so Pharaoh awoke. And then he slept and dreamed the second time. And behold, 7 ears of corn came up upon one stalk, rank and good. Behold, 7 thin ears, blasted with the east wind, sprang up after them. And 7 thin ears devoured the 7 rank and full ears. Pharaoh awoke, and behold, it was a dream. And it came to pass in the morning that his spirit was troubled, and he sent and called for all the magicians of Egypt, all the wise men. Everybody was called to tell Pharaoh what this dream meant, because it really puzzled him, it really troubled him. But no one could. No one could do it. You see, the magicians and you know, a lot of people today, they'll follow through the things in the newspaper, it shows you how much it means to me. I can't even remember what you call them. And your horoscope. And they'll follow after that nonsense. And if you read it, stop. Because that's a devil. That's all it is. That is not of God in any way. And the devil has a lot of power to try to tell the future. The only way that the devil can tell the future is by following your past. As the devil follows your past, he watches and sees a pattern. And so then he can begin to foretell the future by your past. Now he's guessing. The devil cannot tell the future. He has no knowledge of today, what today is going to bring. Definitely what tomorrow is going to bring. None. He has none. But he is so good at what he does. He watches us. He watches what we do. He watches what we say. And he watches our pattern, and he plots that out. Just like a company would the prophets, he plots out exactly our motions and our directions. And so then when this nonsense comes in the paper, why then he looks, and if some fortune teller would tell your fortune, why the devil has power to instill, to have demons in these individuals. And they can tell, they'll say what the future is. And because of your past, they're usually, sometimes they're pretty close. So what they do, it's enough that you begin to believe they know. Well, when you start believing that, you're being led by the devil. Our God is the only one that knows today what's going to come, and tomorrow what's going to come. I have watched and witnessed him time after time do things that are impossible for the old devil. Totally out of the realm of things, and yet you can see God's hand clearly in that to bring you through it. Well, I hope and I know that Joseph felt and saw the same thing. Well, all these wise men, all these magicians, all these soothsayers, they could say, they could do nothing. They didn't have any idea. And then the baker remembered, and I'm sorry, the butler remembered, the baker's dead. The butler remembered what something happened, and he had said to Joseph, that I will remember you, and he had forgotten. And he was at fault this day. I do remember my faults this day, in verse 9 it tells us. And he began to tell him about this, how that he fulfilled his dream. And so they brought this Joseph before Pharaoh, brought him right out of the dungeon, changed his raiment, dressed him up, and Pharaoh said unto him, Joseph, I have dreamed a dream, and there is none that can interpret it. The 15th verse tells us, I have heard say of thee that thou canst understand a dream to interpret it. Now, I can't miss this part. We have to see this and see that's what's wrong with all that other stuff, because and many times they'll say, you know, God has shown me something like that. But it's only in reference to someone, in most cases, they do not know personally. I hope you know Jesus Christ personally. I hope that you have come by faith to him. And you have got to know when you met Jesus, because you cannot meet the living God and not know. Now again, to tell me that it was 2 o'clock on a certain month of a certain calendar day of a certain year, maybe you can't do that, but you can take me to that place. And you can show me right where I can take you up. If you want to ask me, you can take me. I will take you down to the farm and I will show you where I was saved. Because I have never forgot that night. It was just about dark, and I've never forgot that night. Now, I'm telling you that please do not believe a lie of most of the preachers today. Do not believe the lies of most churches today when they do not tell you that last and final truth, that there is a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. And you will know the day, the time that you meet him. You'll recognize that. So please, I just ask you not to miss that. Not to miss that. It breaks my heart. So many folks that I know, and they're being lied to. They're being deceived by their own pastor, their own church, and they think they're saved. And that breaks my heart to see that. That breaks my heart. Now, when we come through here and we look at this, we see a man that is led clearly and simply. And we need to follow that. We need to be led. Please, that we look carefully and prayerfully to the Lord's will. And so Pharaoh begins to tell him the dream, a dream that no one else knows. And when Pharaoh tells of that dream of the 7 fat cattle and then the 7 lean cattle, poor, very ill-favored, lean-fleshed, the scripture says. And then the 7 lean ones eat the 7 fat ones. And then we have 7 ears of corn in the second dream. And they're fat, they're full, they're beautiful. And then we have 7 lean ears, thin ears, and they devour the good ears. And I told this to the magicians, the 24th verse says, but there was none that could declare it to me. And Joseph said unto Pharaoh, the dream of Pharaoh is one. We found a man here because God learned, God says, God speaks, God knows. And we find here in the 16th verse, I got, and Joseph said to Pharaoh, it is not in me. God shall give Pharaoh an answer of peace. God shall give the answer. Joseph wanted none of the praise, none of the honor, none of the glory. God will do it. We have a God. I have a God that will show me what I need. He will direct me where I need to be. He will give me the strength I need from day to day. Joseph knows personally the same God that I know, the only God, the true God. And he began to explain that these 7 cattle are 7 years. The 7 ears of corn are 7 years. Both of these dreams, you had 2 dreams, but they're one. They're one. 7 good years you're going to have. The 7 thin and ear-favored kind that came up after them are 7 years as well. The 7 empty ears blasted with the east wind shall be 7 years of famine. So we have the same thing. We have 7 good years and 7 years of bad years as far as farming is concerned. There's going to be a terrible, terrible famine, a terrible, terrible drought in the land Behold, there come up 7 years of great plenty throughout all of Egypt, the 29th verse said. And there shall arise after them 7 years of famine, and all the plenty shall be forgotten in the land of Egypt. And the famine shall consume the land, and the plenty shall not be known in the land by reason of the famine following, for it shall be very grievous. The condition, it's going to be so horrible. And it's not just in Egypt. It's going to be everywhere. The scripture's clear about this. Everywhere this famine is going to be. All the land it stopped raining. And it wasn't just 1 year. It wasn't just 2 years. It wasn't just 3 years. It wasn't just 4 years. It was 7 years. 7 years that has passed, that will pass, that will be years of plenty. And then 7 years of the most awful, grievous time that man of these people have ever seen, and probably maybe something worse than all the land had seen. And it was going to be so terrible that even though the 7 good years were so good, the 7 bad years are going to be so bad that you're going to forget the 7 good years. And for that dream was doubled up on Pharaoh twice. Look at this in verse 32. And it came for that the dream was doubled unto Pharaoh twice. It is because the thing is established by God. God will shortly bring it to pass. This is what Joseph said unto Pharaoh. Now, there's a couple things that Pharaoh could do. Pharaoh could be just angry and furious. And he says, no one, the gods of this land will protect us. The gods of this land will allow us to never have this 7 years of bad. The 7 years of plenty, Pharaoh could have said, I understand. But the 7 years of famine, no, that's not going to come. But instead of that, Pharaoh believed God. Now, this didn't bring Pharaoh salvation, but through Joseph's statement of the 7 good years and the 7 years of drought, Pharaoh believed. Pharaoh believed these days, and as he listened to Joseph, and he said that because this dream, you had it twice, it just shows you that it is of God. God will shortly bring it to pass. Now therefore let Pharaoh look out a man discreet and wise and set him over the land of Egypt. Pharaoh had a choice. Pharaoh had a decision to make here. Joseph was brought from prison, cleaned up, fed, and put before the Pharaoh. And Pharaoh said to Joseph, I have dreamed a dream. And then he began to tell him that dream. And now, as soon as he had ended that dream, Joseph come forth, and Joseph said what that dream meant. And at the end of that, Joseph said, now let Pharaoh look out a man discreet and wise. Joseph didn't say, I am your man to guide you. He trusted in God. He probably knew he was that man. But he trusted God so much that he says, now, Pharaoh, you need someone very wise, a discreet and wise man. Set him over the land of Egypt. Let Pharaoh do this, and let him appoint officers over the land, and take up the fifth part of the land of Egypt in the 7 plenteous years. Fifth part in the 7 years. And let them gather all the food of those good years, and come and lay up the corn under the hand of Pharaoh, and let them keep food in the cities. And the food shall be for store to the land against the 7 years of famine, which shall be in the land of Egypt. And that the land perish not through the famine. The things was good in the eyes of Pharaoh, and in the eyes of all his servants. Pharaoh said unto his servants, can we find such a one as this is, a man in whom the Spirit of God is? And Pharaoh said unto Joseph, for as much as God has showed me thee all this, There is none so discreet and wise as thou art. All this was given to Pharaoh. Pharaoh, pridefully in his strength and his might and his glory, could have just sloughed it off. Because it says, bring me someone else, put Joseph to death. But you see, God was in control. God had brought this poor Joseph from the pit that his brothers had put him in, all the way now to the position standing before Pharaoh. And Pharaoh said unto his servants, can we find such a one as this, a man in whom the Spirit of God is? Oh, today, if this land, if this country would look for leaders, if the churches would look for leaders that are not just charismatic, not just, you know, talk a good talk, people that are Spirit-filled. And that's exactly what even Pharaoh said. Can we find such a one as this? I hope today that you know Jesus Christ as your Savior. Please, come to Him if you don't. Please. My dear friend, what are you going to do about Jesus?